The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
And we're 10 minutes away now from the rumour file. Get those through as well. 9221882. Bob Tarlow, good morning.
Thank you, and good morning, Michael and Carmen. We awoke in this country this morning to charred and glass-strewn streets in dozens of cities, coast to coast, with large black populations. In Cleveland...
Well, it's a pitched battle here. Tear gas grenades being fired at this large crowd.
In Miami...
The charred remains of this Miami Police Department vehicle, one of those set on fire.
That's all a result of another night of unrest fueled by rage over the long-running mistreatment of African Americans at the hands of police.
White, black, Spanish, green, it don't matter. We're the same.
Tens of thousands like those in Baltimore marched peacefully through streets to protest the death of George Floyd, a black man who died in Minneapolis last Monday.
Please.
A white officer had pressed his knee on Floyd's neck for 8 minutes. He stopped breathing. That officer has been charged with Floyd's murder. Yesterday, in many cities, what started out as peaceful marches sank into chaos as night fell. Squad cars were set alight, rocks and bottles thrown at police. Arsonists were on the attack at about midnight, torching buildings in Washington, D.C.
You see the fire department pulling up here. They've got a job ahead of them.
One person died in Indianapolis. Here in Los Angeles, a citywide curfew was in effect from 8 last night till 5:30 this morning after thousands of protesters gathered in the Fairfax District, Beverly Hills, and downtown. After dark, violating that curfew, L.A. looters went on a rampage, hundreds of them busting windows in store after store, outrunning police.
On Melrose and Formosa here, they were able to break through the security gates. People are still going in and out of it, and police are still down the way. They're still waiting for some more reinforcements to get over here.
Almost 1,700 people were arrested overnight in 22 U.S. cities. President Trump's Attorney General Bill Barr.
Groups of outside radicals and agitators are exploiting the situation to pursue their own separate and violent agenda.
And Barr pointed to far-left radical groups. Michael and Carmen, at this hour, daylight protests have started anew in several cities that saw the frightening violence yesterday, and we fear another terrible night looms.
Yeah, I bet it will be. Thank you, Bobby. Thanks for keeping us up to date.